Blog Talk Radio.
In a world of fake everything, one thing that's hard to find, Christian people, they're out there, and we just happen to know a few. Sit back, relax, as I, Red Words Lou, interview Christians just like us.
Hey, everybody. It's your host, Red Words Lou, coming to you from Cape Cod, Massachusetts, on the east coast of the United States. And today is Wednesday, right? And we all know what Wednesday is, right? I think. What is it?
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Hump day!
It's hump day, it's Wednesday, and we have testimony day, amen. And what we're waiting for right now is for our guest from ChristianForums.net, Rose, who's coming on the show, and we're going to wait for her to call in, and we'll have a testimony from her, and it should be a good testimony. Rose is pretty active on ChristianForums.net. She does a lot of posting of the news during the day, and she does a lot of interactive things with people on there, and she has a testimony, and when she pops in here on the switchboard, we will get her on. Hopefully she remembers, but actually, I'm not really sure where in the country. I wonder if it might be a little earlier where she is. I'm not really sure, but Rose, if you're out there, call in. We need you to do the show. So why don't I play a song, and we'll see if Rose pops in there. And if she doesn't, then, hey, we might just do something else. Who knows? But anyways, let me find something I can play here. And why don't we – hold on. I'm looking. I'm going to play a song by Scott E. It's called A Distant Return. Okay? So we're going to play this song. I'm going to wait for Rose to get in here, and we'll see what's going on. Maybe Rose has cold feet. Maybe she's a little nervous. Don't be nervous, Rose. Call on in. It'll be fine. All right, A Distant Return by Scott E. Here we go.
Countenance is as Lebanon, excellent as cedars.
His mouth is most sweet, yea, he is altogether lovely. This is my beloved, and this is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem. Whither is thy beloved gone, O thou fairest amongst women? Where is thy beloved turned aside, that we may seek him with thee? My beloved has gone down into his garden, to the bed of spices, to feed in the garden, and to gather the lilies. I am my beloved's, and my beloved's is mine. He feedeth among the lilies.
Thou art beautiful, O my love, as Tirzah, comely as Jerusalem, terrible as an army with banners. Turn away thine eyes from me, for they have overcome me. Thy hair is as a flock of goats that appear from Gilead. Thy teeth are as a flock of sheep, which go up from the washing, whereof every one bears twins. There is not one barren among them. As a piece of pomegranate are thy temples within thy locks. There are 80 queens and 80 concubines, and virgins without number. My dove, my undefiled, is but one. She's the only one of her mother. She's the choice one of her that bare her. The daughters saw her and blessed her. Yea, the queens and the concubines, and they praised her. Who is she that looketh forth as the morning, fair as the moon, clear as the sun, and terrible as an army with banners? Who went down into the garden of nuts to see the fruits of the valley, to see whether the vine flourished and the pomegranates budded? Wherever I was aware, my soul made me like the chariots of Amminadab. Return, return, O Shulamite. Return, return, that we may look upon thee. What will ye see in the Shulamite, as it were the company of two armies?
Return, Reigning Redemption, Scotty E. from Reigning Redemption, all original music. You go check him out on Reigning Redemption on YouTube, or he is putting together a website, but he also has a Patreon page, which is Scotty E. So go to patreon.com and type in Scotty E, S-C-O-T-T-Y, the letter E, and it'll pop up. And go over there and download all the music you want there. It's good stuff. All right, looks like we have our guest on hold here, Rose. So I'm going to bring her in without further ado because she's been waiting for a couple of minutes. And I bring her in here. Okay. Hey, Rose, you there?
Hey, what's up, brother?
Hey. Hey, how you doing? I'd give you the chair and the clap and everything, but I lost my sound bite for the crowd. So let's do the crowd. Yeah! Well, hey! All right.
I'm actually doing pretty good. A lot calmer. I've been praying about it for hours. So, yeah, I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, there's nothing to be nervous about. Everything will be okay. And, you know, it's pretty laid back, you know. It's not like we're going
gonna
and doing
to
a lecture.
Yeah, I'm going to have to follow your lead. Yeah. Yeah, I know, because I'm just afraid I might forget stuff. So you basically know my testimony. I'll let you shoot me the questions, and then I'll answer them best of my ability.
You won't forget. You won't forget, because it's your testimony, and you know it better than anybody else does.
Can I bring up one quick thing before we get started for a prayer request? Because I just recently found out that my friend Leia is in the hospital right now. She had a horrible fall, so I would ask that you would pray for her and everyone listening.
Okay. All right. Well, we're gonna pray for her right now. Why don't we just bring it before God? All right, and just say, Father God, we just come before you, Jesus. We pray for Leia. We pray that whatever circumstance, whatever situation that she's in, Lord God, that your divine healing, your hand would come down and touch her, heal her, Lord God. Lift her up, make her whole, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, there we go. Well, thanks for letting us know about Leia. She's gone through a couple of things, going through some hard times, but that's okay. You know, God's in control, man, and that's
exactly
how it is.
You know what? That's why I'm here, is because God's in control, and I think she has forgotten at this time. There are things going on right now that are out of her control, and she's just got to remember that God's got her, and just bring it before the Lord, and he'll take care of her. I know he will.
Oh, well, absolutely. And I have a feeling she's doing okay, man. We put the link there, and just for the people that are listening that don't know, Leia has been going through some hard times, and financially she's been going through some hard times, and there's a GoFundMe account set up for her, and some people have given, and it's helped her to meet some of her needs this month. And so I put the link on the page. You can go to that link. You can click on the link. I think it's in highlighted in pink for some reason. I'm not sure. But on the bottom there, it says Leia GoFundMe. You can click on that and help out our sister Leia. Leia is also a new co-host on the Wednesday night show of One Long Minute with Robbie Robb. And I'm not sure if he's going to be on tonight or not. He may be, he may not be. He's doing some special mission for his job, driving the truck. So I'm not sure if he's going to be beat or if he's going to make it or not. But you can tune in to TDC Radio tonight on Blog Talk and see if he's there. Hopefully he will be.
And hopefully she will be, too. I don't know.
Yeah, she may. She may. We're going to find out when 9 o'clock rolls around. So you make sure you're listening also.
Oh, yeah.
So tell me one thing. Where are you right now? Where do you live?
You mean what state I'm from?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in Ohio.
You're in Ohio. Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Everyone's from Ohio. What is going on with that?
I don't know.
Well,
go ahead.
Well,
no, I was just going to say that I'm not going to give my city. I'm just going to say that.
No,
I'm from Ohio.
No, we don't want your city. Just like somewhere and where in the country. Ohio's good enough. Rob and Scotty and Shauna E., they're also from Ohio also. So there's a lot of people that are from Ohio. Ohio must be the state where God's moving, man.
It seems like there's nothing to do here, but I was listening to your show the other day. It's like, as long as you have the air in your lungs to breathe, then there's really nothing to complain about.
Yeah, praise Jesus for that. And I'll tell you, we wake up in the morning and we still have some of our facilities where we can breathe, we can see, we can talk, whatever. And it's a good day because we're waiting for Christ to return, and we just keep plugging along until that day happens or he calls us home. Amen. Mm-hmm. So now I forgot your age, but roughly you're in your mid-20s. Or your
late 20s. I'm 29. I just had my birthday on February 20th. So I'm 29 now.
Happy birthday. Welcome to the year of being 29. Praise God. So now,
a real big year. But
30 next year, 30? Well, yeah, it could be. It all depends. Well, depends how you look at it. You know, to me, as years go by, they're just another milestone. You know, I can chalk up that year in the books, and if I need to, I can go back and reference off of it and find some good things, some bad things, and hopefully I'll make the next year better.
Yep.
But, so now when you were younger, okay, now I read some of your testimony. Okay, and you had told me in your testimony that, you know, you went to a Baptist church, and
yep.
So now was that being very young or like pre-teenage years?
It was very young. I was actually when I was a baby, I went to a Methodist church, and then when I got older, I was raised more with the Baptist church. And the thing is, you know, for the fact is that a lot of times when people are going out and doing things they shouldn't be doing, then I believe that they should be afraid of God. But God is just this loving being that you really shouldn't be all that afraid of. And they were making me so scared of him that I was starting to backslide, and I turned my back on him.
Okay.
And that was through my preteens and teenage years. But the fact is when I was a little kid, church wasn't, I mean, it was just a place where I hung out. I went to Sunday school. I had fun. And I socialized with the other kids. But, I mean, I knew about Jesus, but I didn't really understand what, I mean, I knew he died for me, but I didn't know why and what the purpose of that was until I actually got older. And when I said the sinner's prayer in church, it was because I was told that I should do it, and I didn't really understand why I should.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't actually feel it in my heart until I got older. So I don't think I actually feel like I was saved until I was an adult.
Okay, well, that's fair enough. That's fair enough. So you went to the church there, Baptist church or whatever, and you went to Sunday school. You sort of grew up. Did you have any friends that were in the school or the church, I mean? Or were they just, you know, you showed up on Sunday or Sunday night and had some friends, but that was it?
Yeah, that was pretty much it. I didn't have a lot of friends growing up, unfortunately, because of the fact that I was in special education classes, and it's a sad fact, but people would actually laugh and make fun of me since I'm not very good on that math. I can't really read a lot. I mean, I can read, but I can't read, like, really advanced words, and I have a lot of trouble with history.
You can read.
Stuff, but
you can read.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the fact I don't understand a lot of the more complicated texts. It has to be very simple reading for me. And
yeah,
I actually
and I
heard
don't
you,
either.
I heard you talking about that. I was saying, you know what, I'm in pretty good company, but praise God about the fact that I heard about what you went through and that the fact that you're doing so well today.
Yeah, yeah,
I mean,
God has really helped restore my mind. So I can relate to maybe what you're talking about with having some difficulties or some roadblocks that prevent you from reading. But yet, you know, slow and steady is the way things go, right? So we read,
yep.
We take it in, we learn, and then, you know, maybe a couple of years from now or maybe 10 years from now, you may be reading astronomical sized words. I don't know.
I doubt it. I can't even say that word. astronomical. I mean, like, I guess I can't.
Well,
but
you
I mean,
just said it. You just said it.
Yeah.
So praise God. Now you got a new word under your belt. Astronomical. Well, that's awesome. So you had, so believe it or not, and I don't even think I've ever told anyone except my parents and my wife that had passed away, but I was in special education myself.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was in special education in the sense that I was such a rebel in school that I could only learn at a very slow pace. Okay, so...
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to learn. Now, opposed to you, you had some roadblocks here or whatever. I didn't have any stumbling blocks in my life except me. I was the stumbling block. So I was in the class with everyone else that was in special education. And it was pretty cool in a sense because I was sort of like a cool kid and everything. And I was in with them. And I had a heart for people. Even back then, I had a heart for people that had some disabilities and things of that nature. I always have. My parents used to yell at me for, you know, being involved with kids that were mentally retarded and things of that nature because they thought it would bring me down. But I always had a heart for people. So I ended up sticking up for a lot of kids. And I was like the godfather of the special ed kids, you know.
That's what I did in later times. But, you know, the fact that I was such a bully target in school, both physically and emotionally wise, because I remember, like, this one time I came home from school and the kids went, not only get me up on the bus, but this one time when I was real young, these kids used to throw rocks at me just when I was riding my bike by. And these kids would, like, bully me, like, every single day, push me and stuff like that. And so it was getting to the point where I was afraid to go to school, and I figured the only way where I wouldn't turn into this weak person is if I started bullying back, and now I'm very ashamed to say that, but I mean, it was just like that fight or flight instinct.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
saying?
Well, I said your quote, like, you know what I'm saying?
yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I know what you're saying. Well, I think that's only normal, though, that you take so much and then you get to a point to where you retaliate now. And we don't have, as a kid anyways, we don't have a firm grasp that if we don't do anything about it, that's more aggravating than if we actually lash out and start taking the matters into our own hands. But what happened with you probably is it started to bring up a bitterness and an anger. And the more it happened, the bigger that anger got, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I didn't like the person I was turning into at all. Because,
right.
I mean, you've talked to me for a while. I mean, you should know that. I'm not going to lie and say to you I wouldn't hurt a fly because, I mean, I swat them all the time when they're buzzing around me. But, I mean,
me too.
I have just like a heart of gold. I care about people deeply. And that's a part reason why I came on this show is because of the fact when you're just talking to somebody online, you never know if they're really deceiving you, if they're really the kind of person that they say they are. And so, like, with me, what you see is what you get. I'm a goofball, but I mean,
well, I've seen a picture of you, and we have a picture of you up on the episode information, but that's a picture a few years ago or so. But still, it's an idea, and you've seen pictures of me. I mean, I'm the guy with the nose that's about 4 feet sticking out of my face there and everything. I'm the goofy-looking guy with the beard and the mustache.
Well,
anyway.
I'm goofy, like, goof-wise, like, silly. But, there's actually – I tell a quick story about that picture there that you brought up?
Yeah, well, it's on there. So go ahead. Go tell us a story about what was going on in that picture.
Well, I'll tell you what's going on in that picture, but that was actually a few years ago down in Maryland where I stayed on a family vacation, and we went out there boating on the water, and that's the log cabin that I stayed in. But actually the story behind it is the fact that not a lot of the times when I was a kid, I would just be teased all the time for the way I looked. And I was never really comfortable with that at all until, now we bring up Leia, she said something that actually made me change my mind about the way I see myself. And she told me that no matter what, you're beautiful because you were made in God's image. And so that's
absolutely.
How I actually had the courage to give that to you and to post that up there.
No, well, praise God, man. You know, God, does a work in us. The Holy Ghost, man, it just, the Holy Spirit works in us. And as we go through life, we progressively do more and more. You know, we're in a shell. Mm-hmm. We're almost like in a shell. And as time goes on, the shell sort of opens up. We look around, and then we start coming out of the shell because we find comfort in God. God is there. God is our comfort. He's protecting us, and we come out of that shell. And, you know, it's, if we don't have Christ, then all we want to do is hide in that shell. We don't want to come out because that's our little safe zone, you know. But
exactly.
We know we have Christ. We're a conqueror in Christ, and we can come out of that shell, and we have victory. Regardless of what anybody else says, we have victory. And if anything, it's when we take our last breath, and then we go to heaven. Amen? We
Amen.
Are victorious.
That's sure true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So now that was a vacation that you
yep.
were on? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, so now... Maryland. Okay, you're in Ohio, and that was in Maryland, you said?
Yep.
Okay, so Maryland.
I forgot
was
what
that...
else I did there, but I mean, I've been traveling yeah. for like quite a few years. I've been to the Rockies. I've been zip lining over them. So.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been to Disney World. I've been to, Illinois, Indiana. I've been quite a.
Holy
been
smokes.
Around.
I don't even think there's retired people with an RV that have been to all those places. Jeez.
Apalachicola down there in Florida, which is actually not too many people have heard about that. But, yeah, it's a little island down in Florida.
Yeah. I just heard about it. You just told it to me. So.
Yeah, I know.
And you say
you
have trouble with words. You just said that. Apalachicola. That's got to be one heck of a word, huh?
Yeah, well, actually, there's a song about that, too. But,
yeah,
I don't
know the song, man. I don't know the song.
Yeah, that's the only song I know with Apalachicola in it. But
yeah, is it a bluegrass song?
It's a country song. I'm definitely
yeah, that's
a
close.
Country girl.
Yeah, you're a country girl. Yeah,
I live in the city, but I'm a country girl at heart. So.
Well, you know what? I live on Cape Cod, and I'm sure you must have heard of Cape Cod at least a little bit. But we have ocean all around us. Everybody has a boat. Everyone wants to go sailing. They want to do things on the water. But you know what the biggest music genre is down here? Country. Everybody's into the country, you know? So I like country. Mm-hmm. I there's only one type of music I don't like, and that's opera. I cannot stand opera.
And rap.
Yeah, well,
rap
I don't like
hip-hop. Yeah.
The rap and the hip hop. I don't like per se, but if the words, if the actual music itself is glorifying Jesus Christ, there's something about it that I like. So I don't like the ones that demoralize women. That,
me neither,
know,
actually, but
you know, and it seems to me. That all that music is about is, you know, your you know, never. I'm not going to say the names, but it's about money, drugs, and women and abusing them all.
Yeah, but so. I was when I heard that, I'm like, oh, no, I want to be a Christian rap artist. So, I mean, it's a good
yeah.
thing. I mean, what?
Well, you could if you want to be, you know. God will inspire you. You know, you have talents, and you probably have talents that you don't even know that you have. And as time goes on, those will come out. And you never know. One of them might be, you know, Rose the Rapper or something like that. You know?
Actually, I can rap.
Yeah?
I can.
Okay, well, see, we're finding things out as we go. Life is unfolding before our eyes. Praise God,
yeah,
man. Rose the Rapper. I can't wait to hear that one.
Actually, my stage name is JC.
Your stage name, JC, for what, Jesus Christ?
Yep, JC Hammer. It's actually the new JC Hammer is underneath my username. He is Risen 2018.
I was going to ask you about that because I know that it says next to it that you're Methodist, and then it says JC Hammer, and I'm like, JC Hammer. What is JC
like MC Hammer?
Hammer. Yep. Yep. Oh, praise God. Well, hey, I'm. You know what? I'm going to look forward to in the future of hearing some rap from you. We'll make it happen somehow. So, hey, let's get back to your testimony. So you were out there on the lake, okay? You were down in Maryland, mm-hmm. and you were at the log cabin, whatever you were at. Okay, so that time in your life, now, that was a transition time? Was that a time where you said Leia had given you a word that you were beautiful? And no, okay.
No, that was, it was a few years. Okay, you want me to tell a story now? Of that, because it was
go ahead.
Yeah, it was this past year that actually I started following her channel on YouTube. Her name is Iridescent Vampire, and she is just this awesome cosplayer. You know what cosplaying is?
No, actually? No. Why don't you tell us what cosplaying is, so everyone has an idea of, you know, what you're talking about.
Well, cosplaying is you go to these kind of conventions, you dress up as these characters, and the one that I really like that she does is from Naruto, and she does Sakura, and Naruto is actually something that helped me get through high school because it was all about being bullied.
Okay.
And can I explain a little
character...
bit about that?
The character itself gets bullied?
Well, yeah.
This
the
narco
thing is,
guy?
Is,
go ahead. Tell me about
Naruto.
It.
Naruto. Mm-hmm. It's about this boy that there was this, and it's symbolic in the sense I'll tell you in a minute, but yeah, there's like this demon sealed inside of him, and he has to learn how to control it. And so people are blaming him for it. And so he doesn't have any friends in the beginning, but he learns how to control it, and he gets stronger because of it, and he's this ninja. But, yeah, that's how it got me through high school, mm-hmm. is because I do believe that we all have demons inside of us that
just
got to learn how to control. Like, we all have, like, a dark side of us.
Well, we like to cast them out. Is that what we like to do?
Yeah,
but you're right. Even Christians can have demons. So you're not saying anything that is off the mark or anything like that. So,
no, I mean, it's the fact that, because we're all sinners, except for Christ, of course. And, you know, we just got to learn to control what is bad about us to let the good come out. I don't know how to really put it, but I think you know what I'm saying. Like, you know
I do. let me ask you one thing before we go on with this. We're going to pick this up again. But before that, now you went to school. Did you finish school or were you homeschooled?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah, I finished school. I graduated in 2008, so that was over 10 years ago.
Wow, 10 years. How's it feel to be out of school for 10 years? Good?
Yeah.
Okay, so I just wanted to sort of throw that out there, and you know, because it's a part that I missed. So now we're talking about the anime and how. Now, you weren't saved yet. You didn't feel like you had given your life to Christ fully. So you're in anime, and you're relating to the character. How do you spell
actually,
that?
Actually, it's N-A-R-U-T-O, but actually I was saved at this point. It's just the fact that I felt like abandoned in the world and that God had left me completely alone.
So before we get to Naruto, is that what it is, Naruto? let's talk about the time, okay, when you finally came to a realization that you weren't saved and you needed to come before God and repent. Can you tell me a little bit about that time?
That was a long time ago. I don't really remember what happened.
Were you in a beaten down state, like you were totally defeated and you just cried out unto God, or was it over?
Basically about that. Okay. I just felt so bad. Like I said, I didn't like the person that I was turning in to be, some kind of bully. And so I just I don't know. I had some kind of realization, I guess, that I needed Jesus.
Amen. All right. Well, that's good.
I still do.
Then that happened. Well, we all need Jesus, absolutely, every day, every minute of our lives. But
can I,
to go.
Go ahead.
That? Well,
oh, I just wanted to.
Go ahead. You go. I'll wait for you. Go ahead. Tell me.
I was just going to say the fact that to point this out here, because I wanted to make this quote for all the listeners that I already told you, is the fact that we hear God's words all the time, but how often are we actually listening to them and putting them into action?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. I think I talked about that. Today, actually, in the sermon I read from Smith Wigglesworth, or was it the other day? I don't know. I read so many of them, but about having the Word of God and having the dust on it, and you move it so you can clean under it, and it leaves an outline there. We all have the Word of God, but
mm-hmm.
a lot of people, that's about it. They don't dive in. They don't. You know, get into it, read it, try to understand it. And
that's me, because of the fact that I want to understand, but I don't always understand. And fact of the matter is that even the things I do understand, I'm guilty of. I mean, I see the words and I hear the words, but I don't always put them into action, put them into practice. And I think that's where the difference between hearing somebody speak and actually listening to them comes into play.
Mm-hmm. Right, right, right. But it may be your ability, how you learn, per se, like you, specifically how you learn. You may need somebody to speak to you face-to-face, and reading it,
mm-hmm.
it's just a little harder. If you're like me, okay, if you just take this for an example. I can read a page in a book, and then I have to go reread it, and then reread it again before I get the full understanding of it. Like a book.
Me
I can
too.
I'll read a book and I'll go, you know what? I got a little bit out of it. And then I read it again and I get more out of it. And I go, I still don't understand the full meaning. And I'll read it again. Now, it may seem redundant, but that's where I am in my learning process. So if you're doing that also, you're not alone.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
All right.
And
yeah.
What I do is I go to my home site, my online family, ChristianForums.net, and I go ahead and I ask the questions in the Bible study, and the people there are so gracious. I mean, the fact
mm-hmm.
is we're all unified under God. They don't care about denominations. It's just it's a really great place to be.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I go there a lot. I'm not there every waking minute of the day, but I do check in here and there throughout
the
day. Well, that's okay. You know, if
yeah.
that's where you're hanging out, if that's where you're getting fed, if that's where you have questions and you get answers, then by all means, you continue to be there. And the people that are on ChristianForums.net are very supportive of anybody that asks questions. There's no bashing. There's nothing like that. There is.
I love my people at Christian Forums.
They're your peeps, huh?
Yeah. I didn't say peeps. I said people, but yeah, my peeps.
I know. I call them peeps because you're J.C. Hammer.
Yeah.
I was trying to get some rap talk in there. Oh, well.
Yeah.
So you gave your life to Christ and you started, you know, moving on. And now we got into the enemy, and we know that you talked about Leia and her part in the enemy. And so now we were with Marcel. No.
Naruto.
Okay. Naruto. Oh yeah, that's right.
I knew
that
famous
this
was
character,
gonna be a comedy.
Naruto, the anime guy. If you don't like him, you just erase him. He's gone. okay, so Naruto. So you're into the character, and Naruto himself this character that
close enough.
Yeah. I'm sorry if I'm butchering his name. You know, I mean,
Leah's probably laughing her butt off when she hears it. She's gonna laugh her butt off.
And probably anybody that knows anime is like, oh, this guy. We gotta school this guy. This guy needs some help.
So now the character. Breaking it down into symbols. Naruto.
Naruto. Ah, okay. I got you. Naruto. It sounds Italian. But it probably isn't. It's Japanese or something like that, right? Naruto.
Go ahead, ask your question.
Naruto is a Japanese guy. All right, got it. Oh, sorry. So Naruto's been teaching you some things. Let's put it that way. So through his strength and courage and everything that he does, it helped you in your walk with Christ or in life general and all of it?
Well, actually, Leia is the one who helped me in my walk with Christ. Naruto was just the one who actually help me. You know, if people are bullying you, all you got to do is really just start liking yourself for who you are, and then eventually you'll find friends and people who like you and accept you for who you are.
Exactly. Exactly. So now we sort of heard Leia's testimony on the other channel, on the One Long Minute with Robbie Robb. Now, Leia actually does the role playing. She actually dresses up and things of that nature where you're just a fan.
Yeah, but it's cosplaying. Okay. Role playing is where you're like just texting on the computer for like writing a story, because I like do fanfics too. And that's just like it's like a two-person fanfic, if you know what a fanfic is.
Nope, I don't know what a fanfic is, but, you tell me what a fanfic is, and then I'll know. You're going to educate me.
It's basically like, what's your favorite movie or something?
Mine? I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, well, just
Passion of the Christ? I don't know.
Okay, so
Jesus of Nazareth?
I'll just pick a movie because I'm just looking at one. Say it's like Alvin and the Chipmunks. So you just go like and write a story about Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Okay.
With your like original plot.
Okay.
And so I have this fan fiction account that I write stories.
So now you go back and forth, and by the time you're all done, the person that you're conversing with, you've come up with a story. Is that what it is?
No, that's role-playing. The fanfic you do by yourself. Role-playing is with somebody else, and I role-play with Leia.
Okay, I got you. All right. So,
Naruto.
Yeah, you can tell I don't do this stuff. So now, let me say here that so now you're doing the role-playing and fanficking and all this cool anime stuff. And Leia's there, and now Leia told you that you were beautiful, okay? So what did you tell Leia for her to say you were beautiful? Were you down, like saying, you know, I'm just ugly or I'm not worth anything?
Actually, I have a very sad story, but one point I was actually suicidal because I was bullied so much.
I've been there.
And I had told her about that, and I had told her about one time where I was actually about to stick a knife to my heart, and my fiance, then boyfriend, talked me out of it. So.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, so encouragement from Leia helped, along with the advice or the strength from your boyfriend, right? Okay, I'm sorry, your fiance.
Yeah,
and I know you're having a little problem there because it's a long distance thing and everything like that. So
yeah.
we don't have to
really
go into that.
Talk too much about that. Yeah.
No, sometimes people are separated, but they come back stronger. So we'll leave that at that. And so here you are. You've been helped. And now, how has your walk been with Christ since you've had some encouragement from, you know, Leia, who I always want to make sure I say her name right, because I'm used I have friends named Layla, but hers is just
Yeah,
Leia.
That's what I used to think it was, but yeah, it's Leia.
Yeah, so
but,
now, so you're pretty much at home because of certain, you know, if you want to call them disabilities, which, you know, whatever. So you're at home, and now you've had some encouragement from Leia, and now, what about God? How is God, like, working out in your life? You know, is it encouraging? You know, you sit down and you wonder sometimes because you may not have all the friends in the world. You may not have the social life where you're out there all the time just going and going. Is, like, the word
basically,
of God your food? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Okay.
Well, I gotta say that even though I didn't really realize it until just now, God has really given me everything I could have ever asked for. And saying it, sorry if I get emotional, but of the fact
you can get
that,
emotional. Go ahead.
I don't want to cry on air.
Hey, let me tell you something. No one's gonna see you. It's okay.
Yeah, but
it's
they'll
right.
hear me. But
that's all right. You know what? The tears of joy, man. The deliverance tears. Come on, man. You let it out if you want to. It's okay.
But you,
it really.
But
is.
Yeah, it's just the fact that God has given me everything, and I gotta tell you that I don't really know too much of Scripture, but I do believe. Jesus said something, and you can probably help me out with this. Didn't Jesus say something? Wasn't there more that something about laying your life down for your friends?
He said, no greater love is there than a man will lay his life down for a friend.
And that's how I feel with Leia, because of all of the joy that she's brought me back into my life.
Okay.
And like,
all right.
If you're out there listening, just know that I love you very much, and I'm so glad that of all you made me see, you made me actually. I'm not afraid to look at myself in the mirror anymore.
There you go. So now, why don't we give God some praise for bringing Leia that moment in your life, bringing that to pass. You know.
I'm always praising God,
for
that.
Praise God for that. What an unbelievable thing that God can look down. He can look at your life and say, you know what? I have someone that can relate to her and put her in that path. And then she speaks those words that are in season, okay? Those words that you need to hear at that point. And it's just so encouraging. You know, that's what God does to us. Well, it does for us. We can be so destitute, okay? We could be so down and broken and everything. And out of nowhere, somebody shows up or something happens to where we're like, wow, you know? And he snaps us out of it. And that's the God we serve. Amen?
Exactly.
Can you attest to that?
Amen.
Yeah.
And I just hope that Leia realizes that through all at all, that God definitely has her back in this. She just doesn't see it. I know it's very tough for a situation that she's in right now.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what? You know that. I know that. And I believe that she knows that. Her faith is strengthening every day, like your faith is and mine is. And sometimes we go through things. Now, I've been through things in my life where I've had a lot of things, but then I couldn't pay for them, you know, and I've trusted and believed in God for jobs. I've trusted and believed in God for almost everything in my life, and God comes through. God might not come through on the deadline that you set, but God will come through when he sees fit. And I can look back on my life.
Yeah.
I look back at my life and I go, man, you know, I wanted this to happen then. But if that happened then I would have ended up over here and it wouldn't have been a good time. So God, he pulls us through. He carries us through times. We learn. You've heard, you might not have heard, I don't know. But, you know, the saying that with, like, precious metals like gold and silver, things of that nature, they heat it up. And when they heat it up, there's all these things that are in there that float to the top. They're called impurities, okay? And when it's heated and all the impurities float to the top, they take it off. Now, that metal that has been heated up is more pure, okay? And if they heat it up some more of those impurities come up to the top and they take it off. And when you're done, you end up with, let's say, pure gold. Okay. And that's what we call a furnace. All right. When we are going through problems, that's what God is doing to us. He's helping us burn out those impurities we have. Okay. He shows us that when things are hard and we trust and believe in him, that he'll pull us through those things, you know? And so,
yeah.
She has a furnace. You have a furnace. I have a furnace. I try to avoid the furnace, but guess what? Sometimes I just get thrown in it, and I don't know how. And we go through things, but we come out stronger. We come out with more faith. We come out with more love. We come out with more patience. That's what God does with us. Amen?
Amen.
And yeah, so we'll see what happens with Leia. She, you know, like I said earlier, she's on the talk show there, and I'm sure that she's going to have a testimony at some point that is going to attest to how she was going through a fire. She was going through a refining process, and God has brought her through that, you know, and she's going to shine out. At the other end, she'll be all shiny like some gold, and she'll be like, yeah, praise Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
But now, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to do in your future? Like, what do you really want to do that would include, like, God? Would you, like you said, you want to be a rapper, you want to do music, and you want to do that for Jesus, or do you want to act, or do you want to be a doctor? What do you have in store for your life? I mean, what are your hopes and your dreams?
Well, it's kind of hard to think about right now, but yeah, I love the stories, and I wouldn't mind being a Christian rapper, J.C. Hammer in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
J.C. Hammer in the house, amen.
Yeah, but I don't know, work with animals. I do love animals. I got a cat named Jesse.
Yeah, I have a lot of cats. Actually, I have five kittens. Baby kittens that were just born the other day downstairs.
Oh.
I'm Dr. Lou Little. Not Dr. Doolittle. I'm Dr. Lou Little.
No, do they have names
we foster.
Yet?
I don't know what their names are yet. They're 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 right now. But we foster cats for the Humane Society in our area. And when they get a pregnant cat, they call us up and they say, would you like to take care of her and help her give birth and raise the kittens for 3 months? And I say, no.
Fostering
wife,
is a lot of work. I've known people that have done it, and a lot of work.
Yeah. It's not a lot of work. It's, to me, it's a pain because when they get to be about a month and a half old or so, they end up becoming these little super men and super girls, and they fly through the air, and they have real sharp claws, and they just leave pinholes all over my body. But you know what? It's okay, man, because they're cute. They give you that eye like, oh, you're so cute.
The thing is,
you know,
with puppies and kittens, it's God's way of false advertising. Because they're so cute, but of the fact that there's a lot of work involved with them. And plus with the adults, like my cat is an adult, you already know what you're getting with the personality wise.
But that's okay. You know, you just pray over them and you cast out every demon and you know, and they become Holy Ghost cats, man. Praise Jesus. Hey, listen, we got 5 more minutes. So is there anything that you would like to tell anybody out there if they're struggling with things like bullying, if they're struggling with maybe some disabilities like you have, some barriers? Is there anything that you want to just throw out there and tell people, just a statement of?
Well,
go ahead.
Yeah. That Jesus loves you for the way you are, so you really should care about yourself for who the way you are too, because God, even though nobody is perfect except God, you're perfect to Him because He created you.
Absolutely.
Created
God doesn't make junk, right?
Yeah, and there are no accidents with God either, because of the fact that's another reason I was going to say is this whole thing with Leia, if it wasn't for the fact that I just found her YouTube channel, she would not be a co-host on that radio show. She wouldn't even be on ChristianForums.net because I wouldn't have been able to tell her about it, and I wouldn't be on the radio right now talking about her.
Right. So God used you to get a hold of her. Amen. Amen. So we're all part of the whole big part of things. You know, and we all make everything happen because God directs us.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty good, that's a good testimony, man. That, you know, I mean,
obviously
I am thankful.
I do, really. Yeah, obviously I do love the Lord, and I love Leia, or I wouldn't be on the radio and show in front of how many viewers do you have or listeners do you have?
I have no idea.
Bunch. This was out of my comfort zone, so.
We have a bunch. That's what I call them, a bunch, you know. But, it's out of your comfort zone. But you know what? To me, you sounded comfortable, you know. And I hope you were.
That's why.
There you go. That's right. Right. God, like, calms us down. You know, who needs, like, pills and everything else to calm you down? You have God, the Holy Spirit, and He just calms you right down.
I hope TDC was out there. Robbie Robb was listening, because I'm going to be tuning into his show tonight, and I hope and pray that Leia will be all right to be on there. But
yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens at 9 o'clock. And now, you know, and I'll say it for everybody else, that at the end of this month, I'm going to be closing my channel down but moving everything over to TDC Radio. So I'm going to be over on TDC Radio in the morning time, and I'm going to change my time slot a little bit. I'm going to change it till 8 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock in the morning, and we'll do that Monday through Friday, and maybe the weekends. We'll see. We'll see how it all works out, but we have some technical things we have to go through on our end with servers and computers and all that jazz. So, but I was glad to be able to have you on this show right now.
Well, thank you for having me. But I got to tell you, the fact is, I wasn't on here on the show because you asked me. I was on here because God asked me.
Oh, yeah. Well,
sorry, God.
Thank God.
Came first. God come first. What?
Good. I would rather have it that way.
I mean, I enjoyed speaking with you, but I was on here because He was really motivating it. For me to do it, and when He makes up His mind, there's no use of trying to change it either.
Well, praise God. Believe it or not, that's a confirmation for me. It really is. Okay?
What do you mean?
Because, well, let me tell you something, okay? Remember when I asked you to be on the show?
Yeah.
Okay, that was the Holy Spirit. That was not me. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Holy Spirit told me, ask her to be on the show. Now, you had some reservations because of, you know, being shy and everything like that. And you said, oh, I don't think so. Okay. But what happened? You came back and you said, hey, can I be on the show? And I said, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Holy Spirit impressed on me for you to be on the show so you could give your testimony. Okay. And you didn't want to at first, but you listened to God. You came back. You did your testimony. And here we are. Amen.
And I hope it touched people. Amen. I hope it touched you as well.
Well, it did. It you know, when you hear a voice telling you, like you said, it's a little different than just reading it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you blessed my life. I'm sure you blessed a lot of other people's lives. And, hey, we'll see. Now, how people can get a hold of you on ChristianForums.net, right? And
as He Is Risen 2018.
Oh, He Is Risen. Okay, that's an I. Oh, I put an L there. I was like, Hell's Risen? Ooh.
No.
He Is Risen 2018, right?
Because that was the year, it was almost 2018 when I signed up, and that was from a shirt of mine called He Is Risen was actually
okay.
on there.
All right, I got you. All right, so they can go on ChristianForums.net and they can message you. They can respond to whatever. You're there. If people want to get a hold of you, they can get a hold of you on there. And that's a wonderful
thing. And
check
out my latest news, my news thread.
Yeah.
Which has been mentioned before.
I think I mentioned it early, but yeah, every day. Is it every day you do that?
Well, every day if I find enough interesting news out there, yeah. Sorry,
right,
I don't know
right.
how much time we have left, so I'm trying to...
Yeah. That's okay. I have a little overlap in case we go over, so we're okay. But tell us real quick about the news, and then we'll wrap it up. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's just something that I do if I find enough interesting news and I put it out there. I don't like to hear a lot of violent stuff anymore, but yeah.
Yeah.
Just go
All right.
ahead and...
Well, I know I check it out. I go in there and going, how did I miss that? Wow, I'm glad she put that up there. So and it's not an abundance of it. There's four or five articles that you seem that are interesting and you post it up there and then people can leave comments or whatever. I know that I just put my little smiley face with the hearts in it and everything. But I do read it, and I'm sure if I'm reading it, a lot of other people are too. So, yeah, that's a blessing. It's a blessing to have someone on a forum like that that will keep up with that and do that because, you know, that's a ministry right there, whether you believe it or not. You're actually ministering.
I enjoy doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
I just always wanted to be a newscaster, so.
Yeah, well, you could probably be a newscaster and rap at the same time. How would that work out? You could come out with a hat on sideways and you go, Lil, let me tell you about the news. Yeah, yeah, that would be funny.
That and Naruto made my night.
Well, I'm glad you could make your night.
Yeah.
All right, Kale. Hey, listen, I appreciate you taking the time and calling in and giving your testimony. And, you know, it was a blessing to me. It's a blessing to people out there listening. And I'm sure we go on ChristianForums.net. People will be giving you a thumbs up on that. On your testimony, because it was awesome. I really appreciate you coming on.
I was going to say, I hope I did good.
Yes, you did fine, girl. You did fine. You had nothing to worry about, I'll tell you that much. Alrighty?
Alright.
Alright, hey, God bless you. God bless your parents. And I guess I'll be talking to you, in a sense, on the radio, okay?
All right. Yeah, God bless and peace.
All right. Peace out, man. We'll see you later.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, my friends. There we go. We have Rose from ChristianForums.net with her testimony. What a wonderful testimony it was. You know, even at a younger age, she knew about Christ. But a little later on, she fully gave her life to Christ. And she was... delivered from a lot of things, a lot of insecurities she had, and praise Jesus for that. Praise Jesus for that. And who knows, we might be hearing J.C. Hammer out there doing the news. You never know. So do yourself a favor. Go over to ChristianForums.net. That's ChristianForums.net. Go over there and up in the community forum section on the very top bar, click on that. That'll bring you over to the full forum where you can start to get involved with people around the world, Christians just like you and I, that want to be in the Word of God and don't want to be bashed for it. Amen. There's a lot of other things going on there also. You have a lot of sections. I post pictures up in the crafts and the photo section. But there's something for everyone there. So you go over to ChristianForums.net. Look up Rose. Her name is He Is Risen 2018. And there's a whole bunch of other great people on there that probably would make some really good friends. So you go over and check them out right over there at ChristianForums.net. All right, till next Wednesday. Next Wednesday, oh, I believe we have Sherry. Sherry is a co-host on the One Long Minute Show also. And she will be on next Wednesday night. I believe so. I'm 99% sure it's Sherry. So you tune in then, 7 p.m. next Wednesday for Christians Like Us. This is your host, Red Words Lou. And I'll be talking to you later. You know what I'm saying?